On today's show, a look at Nissan's new full-size pickup. A new retrofit kit will electronically link heavy trucks together to help improve fuel economy. And will Volkswagen even be able to fix its engines with emissions cheating software? All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for November 13th of 2015. At the Autonomous Truck Show in Detroit yesterday, we learned about a company called Peloton Technology that enables heavy trucks to travel in platoons, where the truck behind will mirror what the truck ahead is doing. But what most impressed us about the system from Peloton Technology is that it can be retrofitted to older trucks. Josh Switkis, the CEO and founder of the company, told Autoline that unlike cars, heavy trucks use open systems and modular components, so they're relatively easy to change out or modify. He says that when platooning trucks, the one in back improves its fuel economy by 10%, while the one in front improves by 4.5%, and that can pay for the technology in 9 months. The system is also being developed for new trucks, but by being able to retrofit it, we should see this technology spread very quickly. Check out our website or YouTube channel to see more of our interviews from that conference. Back in 2014, China's Wang Zhang Group bought out Fisker Automotive. Then in October, it changed its name to Karma Automotive and announced it's opening a new headquarters and production facility in Southern California. Now the automaker is teaming with BMW to supply it with powertrain components, including high-voltage charging systems, as well as hybrid and EV systems. Karma says it will be relaunching its flagship plug-in hybrid vehicle integrated with BMW components in 2016. So it sure sounds like the Karma that launched in the U.S. in 2011 will be making a comeback. It also says the next generation of vehicles that will use more of the German automaker's powertrain technology are already in development. The original car was plagued with poor quality. We'll have to wait and see if it's better this time around. Kia just released sketches of the upcoming Cadenza, the company's premium sedan that slots just below the K900. As you can see, it has a sleek new design and features the company's signature grille. Kia didn't announce any more details other than it goes on sale next year. Still to come, a look at Nissan's all-new Titan pickup.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles, and by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
The pickup wars are, well, picking up again as Nissan prepares to release its all-new Titan truck. The first model to make it to the market is the Titan XD Crew Cab. Its tough and rugged exterior, according to the design team, has moved away from the traditional cowboy influence of the competition to that of a warrior from movies like 300. Even the all-new Titan logo has a Spartan look to it. But the interior is anything but Spartan, especially when you're looking for extra cargo areas, like those under the fold-up second-row seats. But towing is always a top consideration for any pickup buyer, and Nissan says the truck scores here as well. Equipped with a 5-liter V8 Cummins turbo diesel, it'll pull more than 12,000 pounds and get 20% better fuel economy than a V8 gas engine. Perhaps the most interesting thing about the truck is the potential buyer. During its research on the new Titan, Nissan discovered what it calls white space, a universe with more than 150,000 buyers who each year are not satisfied with the current 3/4 and half ton options. This was the origin of the XD.
So the white space really came from the customers. We spent a lot of time talking to the focus groups, and what we heard from them is they're really looking for a truck that can tow 12,000 pounds or a little bit more and have a diesel engine that can carry that. But they're not looking for maybe the excess for this capability, and that means that they don't necessarily want to pay for that. So this white space that we talk about isn't something that we dreamed up or that we came up with. It was actually answering a question that our customers had for us. Why can they not get a truck that can tow this economically and still get a diesel engine with that application?
Nissan believes the Titan XD Crew Cab will fill that void and will be available in the next few months. Meanwhile, coming in the summer of 2016 will be the rest of the Titan lineup, with three cab configurations, two frame sizes, and five grade levels, including S, SV, Pro 4X, SL, and Platinum Reserve. Coming up next, a look at how VW may fix its diesels with emission cheating software.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Earlier this week, Volkswagen announced it will give $1,000 to owners with a 2-liter diesel that has emission cheating software. While that's a good first step, many still wonder how the company will fix the engine. On Autoline this week, the topic is all about the cheating scandal, and in the following clip, John and his colleagues speculate if VW will even be able to fix the engines.
I've heard some speculation that the solution for sort of the older versions of this, for the four-cylinder, that one of the proposals might be to sort of retrofit, the urea injection system. And I thought, well, how are you going to stow just...
Well, that's what Chubby just said. How are you going to fit it in there?
2 gallons worth of urea, filters or reservoirs in a car that wasn't designed for that. I have no idea. I don't see how you can do that.
Well, these retrofits, the way modern cars are assembled, plumbing, wiring, all this stuff is just buried in the car. A few years ago, maybe 10 years ago, I think Mercedes had a problem with E-class wiring harnesses on some cars. And the recall was to give you a new car. It was cheaper to give someone a new E-Class than to take it completely apart and replace the wiring harness.
The thing is, we're not talking about just hardware. We're talking about body control modules, emissions control modules. There's all kinds of things that are going to have to be replaced. So it's not just slipping in some new piece of exhaust in a urea tank. It's not that easy.
No, I suspect buybacks. If I had to bet, and I guess all I'm doing is betting, I would say for those older ones without the urea systems on board, I think buybacks are basically
the only solution. It's going to be big money.
And if you owned a Volkswagen diesel, why would you come in and get this fixed in the first place? If you knew, other than if you had a guilty conscience, but why would you come in and do that?
Well, there may be, and because of that, dealers feel they're morally and maybe even legally obligated to fix those cars. So you may never want to bring your car back to an official Volkswagen.
The only way
dealer.
I would want to come back was if you handed me keys to another car.
Yeah.
If you want to learn more about the VW scandal and how it will impact the company, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, Autoline.tv. That wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching and have a great weekend.